from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, July 25th. Coming up, during the last school year, districts faced a shortage of bus drivers. Some parents are already preparing for uncertainty for the coming school year. That story from Peter Medlin in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is calling on the federal government to provide more vaccines for the monkeypox virus. Mawa Iqbal has more.
So far, the state has received about 7,000 doses, with more than half going to Chicago, which has the most cases. The city will get an additional 15,000 doses soon. State epidemiologist Dr. Connie Austin says there are more people seeking vaccines than are available.
I really have to take my hat off for these clinics that are willing to do the vaccinations, because it's very challenging when you have a limited supply of vaccine and there's many people calling to want to get vaccinated.
Austin says Cook County alone has about 125,000 people at high risk for contracting monkeypox. They've identified this high-risk group as men who have sex with men. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Meanwhile, the World Health Organization on Saturday declared monkeypox a public health emergency of international concern. The risk of monkeypox globally is moderate, except in the European region, where risk is considered high. Nearly 3,000 cases have been confirmed in the U.S., touching all but a handful of states. More than 200 of those cases are in Illinois. There are two vaccines for monkeypox licensed by the FDA. The CDC says they can help prevent illness when received before or after exposure, although there's limited data on how effective they are during the current outbreak. Congressman Rodney Davis has championed the Social Security Fairness Act since 2013. As Harrison Malkin reports, the bill has bipartisan support and would expand benefits for many Americans.
Rodney Davis is keen on passing the Social Security Fairness Act before his time in office ends in January. The bill would repeal the windfall elimination provision and the government pension offset, two policies that penalize former public sector employees and their spouses. The bill has over 290 co-sponsors from both parties. Davis says this is the moment to act on Social Security.
This is our chance to correct the egregious positions. This is our chance to get politicians of both parties to pull their head out of the sand and realize there's a problem with Social Security's long-term solvency.
Nancy Altman, who was appointed to the Social Security Advisory Board by Speaker Nancy Pelosi, agrees that reform is long overdue. It's unclear when the Social Security Fairness Act will reach the House floor for a vote, but Davis says that's up to Pelosi. I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.
Davis's fellow Republican Congressman Darren LaHood says the United States needs immigration reforms to make it easier to bring more skilled laborers into the country. The Peoria-born congressman represents Illinois' 18th district.
The difficulty is legal immigration always gets tied to the southern border, and so we have not been able to get that done. But it has become more and more apparent as we want to, fill the need and the vacuum for many of these technology jobs and continue to be proficient and lead the world, we're going to need talent.
LaHood says Congress should reconsider the ratio of immigrants allowed to move into the country based on their skills versus so-called chain migration based on family ties. LaHood's comments came during a forum Thursday with the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C. Still to come, we'll learn more about uncertainty surrounding school bus routes for the upcoming school year. That story from Peter Medlin is coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. During the last school year, districts faced a shortage of school bus drivers. Records show route cancellations varied across Illinois. Some parents are already planning for uncertainty for the coming school year. Peter Medlin has more.
10 minutes down the road on her way to work, Joni Carter gets a message on her phone. Her 14-year-old daughter's school bus was canceled again, and now she has to double back to her Yorkville home, pick up her daughter, and take her to school herself.
Those days where you didn't necessarily get that notice, not through their fault, but hey, maybe I was busy and I missed it, and here's my kid walking back to the house and I've driven off already.
The Yorkville School District canceled her daughter's route regularly at the beginning of the last school year, and it kept up intermittently throughout the rest of the year, too. To prepare for the next school year, Carter's already changed her work schedule so she can drive her daughter to school. Carter's situation is far from unique. Countless parents struggled to find their kids a ride. Some, like Carter, were working, and many just didn't have access to transportation to get their kids to school. Some school districts tried to ease that pressure on parents, and they provided alternative transportation options, or, as DeKalb did, even reimbursed parents for driving their kids to class if there were cancellations. Like many school districts, Rockford Public Schools had never canceled a bus route before last year. That's according to the district transportation director, Michael Slife. But as the school year began, they didn't have nearly enough drivers.
We started off the school year with 12 cancels, I believe, every day.
In September alone, RPS canceled 226 routes. Early on, that meant that around 1,400 students would be left without a ride in a given week. They started offering $3,000 signing bonuses and weekly attendance incentives to recruit potential new drivers. In the meantime, every morning was hectic. Substitute drivers would take a few routes. Maintenance staff and administrators had to drive just so they could keep their heads above water. It's also still a pandemic, and they had drivers get sick. Slife said they had between 15 and 20 people call in sick every day. Sometimes upwards of 40 drivers would be out. This caused unplanned route cancellations on top of the ones the district anticipated. Last year, RPS canceled 126 routes beyond those that they had planned for. Slife says last-minute call-offs and cancellations made it more confusing for the drivers who showed up.
With all the changes and all the cancellations, there were new people on routes every day. New drivers driving routes with students they didn't know, streets they didn't know, which caused extra delays.
Even though Rockford hired more drivers and canceled fewer routes as the school year went on, the overall numbers are significant. In total, 754 routes were cut during the 2021-22 school year. Some students and some schools were hit harder than others. Slife said that was by design. He says they tried to drop fewer routes at schools with historically lower attendance rates. Every route includes students from multiple schools, and Slife says the district also factored in grade levels when deciding which routes to cut.
They prioritized the attendance at the elementary level.
Data obtained by WNIJ shows that cancellations impacted high schools the most. Over 300 rides were canceled for Guilford High School and Jefferson High School students, more than any other RPS school. Guilford and Jefferson's attendance rates are around the district's average. For the most part, Rockford Elementary schools with the lowest attendance were scratched the least. At the middle school level, the numbers are more complicated. West and Flynn Middle School students have much lower attendance rates than the district average, but each school had bus rides canceled over 100 times last year. Michael Slife at RPS says they still have about 30 driver openings right now.
I'm feeling better than last year, but I don't feel like we're out of the woods. We had quite a few retirees at the end of the year and some people that said they weren't coming back.
They still have some time to hire before the next school year starts, but at this point, they don't know if the cancellations will have to continue into the next school year. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see partly cloudy skies today with a high of 80 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Fada Yusri, Harrison Malkin, Tim Shelley, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.